unmitigated disaster for the Democrats in Iowa starting to be sorted out there. It's something like 70% of the vote counted now for the Iowa caucuses. Mayor Pete ahead in the delegates. Bernie Sanders ahead in the raw vote totals by 3 or 4 points, I see. Elizabeth Warren in third place. Joe Biden, his campaign, you might as well put a fork in it, fourth place there. Now, back to a couple more comments from the State of the Union. And to watch Nancy Pelosi tear the speech up at the end, to watch a temper tantrum like that, gosh, that's too bad, Nancy. I have a lot of respect for that. Your messaging isn't working. Of course, what is your message? We hate Trump. We're going to get him. If not, this investigation will impeach him again. If you're voting for Democrats in 2020, you're voting for another 2 years, 3 years, 4 years of the same garbage. The same incessant drip, drip, drip of investigation and noise and nonsense, not contributing to America, not figuring out what it's going to take to fix our infrastructure, not figuring out what it's going to take to actually put a plan in place that will protect people that have pre-existing conditions and so forth. So it's a recipe for a temper tantrum, apparently, because that's what happened. Now, let's go back to the State of the Union. Donald Trump on socialism. It's bite number 12. Donald Trump about socialism and medical treatment in America. This is an important takeaway from the president. Bite 12, go.
There are those who want to take away your health care, take away your doctor, and abolish private insurance entirely. 132 lawmakers in this room have endorsed legislation to impose a socialist takeover of our health care system, wiping out the private health insurance plans of 180 million very happy Americans. To those watching at home tonight, I want you to know we will never let socialism destroy American health care.
Never let socialism destroy American healthcare, and that's key and that's critical. Now let's go to some of the reaction, and I want to start with Van Jones. Outspoken liberal, Democrat, political pundit, a guy who's on CNN routinely tearing into the Republicans, of course. And I want to go to Van Jones because of his response to everything going on. Let's go to bite number 13 with Van Jones. 13, go.
Time at warning the Democrats, what he was saying to African Americans can be effective. You may not like it, but he mentioned HBCUs. Our black colleges have been struggling for a long time. A bunch of them have gone under. He threw a lifeline to them in real life in his budget. He talked about that. He talked about the criminal justice reform. He talked about opportunity zones.
This, school choice.
He talked about school choice.
Yeah. Good speech for the president. And let's continue with Van Jones, right to bite number 14, as he continues on evaluating the speech from the president. Bite 14, go.
I think the last 24 hours have been a big wake-up call for Democrats. That's what I think. The Iowa caucus was a debacle, and this was a very strong speech.
Very strong speech, right off the Iowa debacle. And that's what it was. And so we'll get back to more parts of the State of the Union. The bottom line is it was an optimistic speech. The best is yet to come. We're doing great things. The economy's in great shape. We believe in life. We believe in America. We believe that we should be in charge of our own manifest destiny. And we're going to go to the moon. And we're going to go to Mars. And a lot of great things are going to happen. All right, so a couple of things that I want to get to out of Iowa. This first soundbite comes from MSNBC's Zelina Maxwell, a Democratic pundit, a far-left liberal, explaining what went wrong in Iowa. And this should clear it up for you. Obviously, big problems with the apps. They couldn't get the information right. They didn't want to be inaccurate. It was a complete meltdown, a complete disaster. But Zelina Maxwell clears it right up from us from MSNBC. Here she is. It's bite number one. Bite one. Go.
The Iowa caucus is essentially the perfect example of systemic racism. 91% of the voters in Iowa are white. The reason why you see a drop in turnout, I'm just speculating here, it could be perhaps that white children are not in the cages. So when you're talking about the tangible pain that black and brown people are feeling, they feel a sense of urgency because their kids are being put in cages, right?
Can you understand anything she was talking about? Because I'm a wee bit confused. Not going to kid you, I'm a wee bit confused. The Democrats in Iowa just thought they're going to go support their candidate, caucus, like they've always done. Get together with their friends and neighbors and say, we like this candidate or that candidate. But apparently, it's because kids are in cages and it's systemic racism that followed everything up in Iowa. Thank you, Zelina, for clearing that up for us. Now I understand. Meanwhile, the obituary is pouring in for the Biden campaign. Here's what David Axelrod had to say. We're going to jump ahead to bite number five. Bite number five with David Axelrod getting a take on the Joe Biden fourth place finish in Iowa. Go.
Biden has a big problem. Mm-hmm. He has a big problem. His campaign manager some time ago said they would be viable in 95% of the state. Yep. They expected to do much better. And the big problem he has is not only the deficiencies it showed in his appeal, but he is dead broke and he mm-hmm. needs to raise money. Yeah. And it's hard to raise money off of an anemic fourth place finish. So he needs to revive himself in New Hampshire. Or this firewall that everybody talks about in South Carolina may just not be there.
No firewall, no net. Let's be honest. The Biden campaign has been over for a long time. The media wanted to destroy him beginning months ago. They targeted him. They went after him. They tried to act like they were supportive of him during the impeachment process. They have not been. They wanted him out. He is out. Joe Biden will not survive New Hampshire. Guarantee it. 25 after... I'm the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.